I lock my chicken in a bucket. This is Core.
Hey, everybody. That may have been last minute, so forgive me. It's Core. Core episode 57. I'm Scott Johnson with Bo Schwartz and John Jagger, and we are here yet again doing it. Thank you, everybody, for your fantastic comments, thoughts, and feelings that came through email and otherwise about our episode last week, which was interviews from BlizzCon. We had a really good time. John and I are back. We've now got at least a week between us and the con. It feels like months ago, doesn't it, John?
I know.
Like, not a week ago, but like a freaking month ago, we were there. And so much has changed since we were at BlizzCon, don't you think?
The world's not the same now that we're on the outside.
That's right. We were in our little protective bubble and had a really good time. We missed Bo, of course, terribly. But he's back. He's right over there. Bo, what's going on, man? How you doing over there?
I missed you guys a lot. I saw Scott on the live stream
That was weird.
Is it Alex?
Alex, right? Alex and, Albrecht and Alex
Michelle.
Alex Lightbright and Michelle Tomorrow there were their names. No,
yeah, that sounds right.
It wasn't in at all, but yeah, I did that and it was freaky, and I'm glad that you got to see it. The funny thing about that, I don't know if I've told the story, but I didn't know it was going to be shown in the building. I thought it was just going to be to people like you on the virtual ticket. So when that happened, I thought, oh, no big deal, this is like podcasting, I do this every day, I just sit in front of a camera and make a dumb face and here we go and talk to people. And when I got done, I said to my wife, I said, did you see that? She was off to the side. I said, did you hear that? She, I don't know if you could hear it because it was so loud out where she was. And she says, oh, we saw it all right. I said, what do you mean? She goes, you were on every Jumbotron in the entire freaking place. And then I got nervous. So I was post-nervous over at a time where I shouldn't have been nervous. But anyway, it worked out fine. Everything was fine.
After that, were you able to use it to cut ahead in lines and things like that? Were you like...
No,
but excuse me. You saw me on the Jumbotron. Can I get a turn on Ragnaros? Please?
No, but I got funny looks up in the press room when I went up there, and I don't mean like funny haha. Like some people are like, "Meer, look at that guy, meer." And maybe
who do you think he is getting time on the couch?
I'm not wearing it now. I'm not wearing it now, but I did have on my my Legend of Zelda hoodie during the interview. And maybe that was like blasphemous or something to do that at a Blizzard event. I don't know.
Well done.
Yeah.
I think they were just trying to figure out what's this Frog Pants LLC.
Yeah, no kidding. Like you guys the full registered with the Utah Department of Business Registration, or it's like this strange way to introduce me, but it was fun. We had a good time, and you know, we talked a lot about esports and heroes and you know, stuff like that.
You almost did the shout out to me. It was really funny. You gave me this moment of like denial, mm-hmm. right? Because Michelle Morrow asked you about the history of the Frog Pants name, where to come from. And you're like, that's and then you moved on to something else. I was like, no. That's a good question. It's a good question.
Scott! I almost said it.
That's a good question.
That's a long story.
You know, when you get the bright lights on you and you're all wired up, you forget like
I'm just, that was my experience at home going like, it's happening. No.
And the problem is, and I could have done it and nobody else would have gotten it except people on the show would have heard.
That's a good question.
And you would have all known, but I blew it. I blew my one chance. Hey, maybe I'll be on next year. They said they'd like me back. So maybe I'll do that again. And then that time it will be no fun because we'll already have talked about it here.
I'm for Scott doing the costume contest.
Oh,
I know
Lord.
Maybe you're not big on the idea.
Hey, listen, if they asked,
I think they need to stop bringing comedians in who are professional jerks to a place that's supposed to be safe.
Yeah.
Like, just do a comedy show somewhere else and keep it away from the creative people that are, a lot of them coming out of their shell to do weird things and stand up in front of a bunch of people.
Here's the problem,
though.
Maybe
get a nice guy to do it.
Here's the problem. I'd say yes to it and I'd do it, but here's the problem as I see it. For whatever reason, over the last 10 years of BlizzCon, that job has become a place for people to get real lousy and toxic toward whoever's hosting it.
Yeah.
So if I did, here would be my one rule. I would have to have Terpster with me so that he could take 50% of the damage. It's like a raid. We have to like...
He's going
to
be like your shield. Anything you say, he will top it by like 50%.
Yeah.
You know, Yeah.
And he'll take half damage.
That taunt mechanism right in there.
Exactly.
Like, whoa, that's an ugly dress. Exactly. And Terps is like, yeah, am I drunk or is that a dress or a ribbon?
Yeah.
I don't know.
That way we'd have, you know, funny. Everyone loves a funny British guy. Plus you'd have, we'd just be able to provide tank swapping protection for each other. So
yeah.
I would do that. If they came to me, I'd say, well, I need him to do it with me, and we would totally make that work, and I'll talk to him, and he'll make the same pact, and then we're in. Otherwise, forget it. They're just going to have to keep hiring people from cable shows to come do
like,
it.
No matter how many gaffes you two would end up making up there,
yeah,
your general vibe would be positive and not, so what are nerds like? Orcs. Man, orcs, they're so green, you guys. You ever go to your grandmother's house and she says, what's an orc? And,
yeah, all the time.
Plus,
then dinner table stops. This is funny, right?
Plus, I'd see Sylvanas and go, oh, it's Sylvanas, the Dark Lady, everyone. Like, I'd know what to say.
Can't read Chromie. Right. It's Carla. Carla, yeah. Everybody. Here's Carla.
Chermomormory or whatever he said.
Yeah.
And listen, I don't blame him. They're just the wrong hires, and it seems cool to say on the ticket, yo, we've got so-and-so from this thing on, and that seems pretty cool. For us, it would be like, we got podcasters, burp a derp and derp, and people would go, who? So I totally get it, but we would, I can tell you this, if it happened to us, we would do a bang-up job. That I promise. I make this commitment today that if in 1 year, forget it, no more politicking. Here's
that's a bold stance.
That's
you
pretty
immediately
bold.
Waffled on it.
That's right. So do we have, John, we've since we didn't really do a con wrap-up, I'd love for you and I, and then Bo from a distance, what we all thought the moment of the con was, either from a hero's perspective or overall. Mine happens to be sort of hero perspective, but I'll toss it to you guys first. John, what do you think was what mattered most at BlizzCon two mere weeks ago?
So, I mean, the obvious easy answer is meeting all the people. We heard a lot of very nice things about the show, the shows we do, got to meet a lot of people who are into it and dig it. And I think that is easily the obvious highlight, probably for both of us. I don't want to speak for you, but probably for both of us.
I agree. 100%.
The best part.
Yep.
If I'm going to step away from that as the answer and go with something a little more selfish, this is a purely me moment, but we did not know that we were going to be talking to Samwise.
Yeah.
Just a little behind the scenes, we only knew that we were getting to talk to someone on the art team. Mm-hmm. And so I have been a fan of Samwise's work for a very, very long time. He's been a big inspiration and influence and just a cool dude that I followed for a long time. And so when I went back into a room to meet the artist that I was going to interview and he happened to be in there, that really was a crazy cool moment for me. So
yeah.
That's just a personal one. And to anybody who heard the interview, you know, there's a whole story surrounding that thing. I hope we did a good job. There were notes that we were going to use. It ended up being notes that were on the phone that I was using to record the first bit of it. So we kind of just winged the whole thing.
Yeah.
And but honestly, I didn't even care. When it was all said and done, I was just like, man, that was a cool moment. I hope the interview turned out great.
I think it did. I went back and re-listened to it. And I think it turned out really good. I think that they maybe even appreciated the fact that we were sort of gunning for, you know, good, not random conversation, but, you know, they liked that we weren't stuck to some structure, that we could, like, bounce around and be a little fluid with our questioning. But also that did, I mean, complete surprise that Samwise was sitting there. You knew it'd be someone from the art department. We didn't know it would be, like, the art department. Like, the number one, been there since the beginning, freaking lead singer of Elite Torn Chieftain, Samwise Didier, sitting there in his shorts and his black t-shirt and his hair going, what? Right? He didn't really do that, but, you know, that guy's metal.
It happened in my mind.
Yeah.
Somewhere.
That was pretty intense. I'll give you that one. Bo, do you have a moment that at least from a televised perspective, gave you some excitement, some pause, some whatever.
Deep Mind.
Mm. Yeah, that not... was it.
It was good, but just yeah. Anyways,
really weird. That wasn't your favorite part of the whole thing.
Oh, it's too bad. That's
strange.
You know, I think my favorite part was seeing Scott up there, just because that's my link into the BlizzCon experience. Like, I have a solid, you know, link. I've got a Kevin Bacon into the thing.
You got a friend who tooted on the seat.
That's right. Yep. I was wondering what was happening with the bowel movements up there during that. And that's an experience like no other. And I think that was the just the most exciting moment for me, was seeing, like, you deserve to get that kind of exposure up there for the work you've done with them. So it could only just be more. So, like, that was my favorite moment. And I'll say this generally, watching, I know that you guys live in attendance probably saw like 5% of what was going on. Mm-hmm. But that feeling was mirrored somewhat with the direct, because there's something cool going on all the time. Mm-hmm. And you want to watch all of it live. I want to watch the Q&As live. I want to watch the esports things live. So I was bouncing around a lot. Mm-hmm. I feel like I didn't really sink into anything until later. I watched the VODs, but seeing you up there was my favorite.
That's too nice. The feeling is mutual in terms of that sense that you're not catching everything. Certainly on the ground, it's worse. Like, John, you probably can commiserate with this, and most everyone I talked to felt this way as well, but whenever you're there, your attention is split a billion ways, and then it's also sub-split a billion ways within, it's like Inception there, because you're maybe at a panel you really want to see, but you're sitting next to three of your friends, or two podcast buddies, or guys you haven't seen in 2 years, or whatever, and so you're talking in part of it, and they're like, hey, I got to go to this thing. Oh, cool. Where are you going to be? Oh, I'll be upstairs at 2. Sweet, I have an interview at 1:30, so I'll come see you when I'm done. Like, it's just this constant, like, and meanwhile, you know, somebody's up on stage saying, and we believe Ragnaros will really bring something to the, and you miss a big piece of it, right?
Yeah, you get home, and it's like, oh, well, now I get to find out what happened at BlizzCon. Mm-hmm. I got back, and I was like, you know, I thought the Necromancer was cool. We played him. We were very excited about that. But I got home and I was like, it's kind of not a lot of announcements. It's cool announcements, but not a lot. And then I watched those Diablo panels and I thought, oh man, they announced a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
There's a lot of cool stuff coming to this game.
Yeah.
But I didn't learn that until I got home and went through and watched the things that I'm sure a lot of people saw, you know, as they happened, that we just missed. And sometimes it was even with meeting people. You'd be talking to someone and be like, oh, I'm so glad I'm finally getting to meet and talk to this person. And then someone would come up to you and talk to you and you'd say, I gotta say hi to them. And then you turn around and that person's gone off and never to be heard from again. And it's just very chaotic.
Yeah, it's nuts.
Sorry, Scott.
I was just going to say, if I have a one thing for me, and I'll make it Heroes related, because all the other stuff I would have picked before this, you guys are dead on with the stuff you've picked. Except Bo, I think I look like a dork up there. But anyway, just kidding. I think that from a Heroes perspective, the fact that they made a raid boss, an iconic raid boss from World of Warcraft, work. Not just work, but actually really work, and not just be, we all have predictions we'd have like a gimmicky Heroes character to play with. But Ragnaros is so beyond that. I mean, in some ways it is that. It's like the big crazy, whoa, I can't believe he's in the game. But they made him so fun, so versatile, so interesting, in many ways very strategic. Like, there's something really to like about it. And I know I only got to play that thing, I think I played maybe 4 total games against the AI with him. But I came away thinking, I've never played a more must-buy day one character in a while. And I didn't expect to feel that way. I mean, I'm super jazzed about Varian coming out today. We're going to talk about him in a bit. When we're done here, we're going to play some and we get to see him in action. But and he's great, and I don't want the shadow of Ragnaros to completely eclipse Varian Wrynn and what he has to offer, but Ragnaros is awesome and didn't come in there expecting that. And Bo, one of your big wishes, it wasn't even your prediction, it was just one of your wishes, came true. Mm-hmm. And that was, hey, how about Heroes get a little cinematic love and not just some cheap in-game thing? And they straight up did exactly what you asked for. Not only that, we found out from Taryn Gregory, dude, what is in charge of all of that sort of stuff, that this is and has been sort of a top secret plan for a while. They're using the Overwatch animation tech to do this, which is a efficient, quicker, fast rendering thing that they can use for lots of projects under the Blizzard umbrella. And this was their first shot at it. So I was sitting in the audience going, oh my gosh, there's Bo got what he wanted. Like straight up, they gave you exactly what you were asking for and gave us that rad Ragnaros Varian thing intro deal.
And they didn't even, because the hero stuff always leans cute. Even when it's somewhat serious, there's a cute factor. This was like all serious. The only little piece of business was, you know, Raynor's gun and Tyrael's sword stuck in the ash.
Yeah.
And that was still serious. It was just a call to that. We had this really big Warcraft trailer, but still we saw Nexus Elements. It was perfect. It
wasn't like Murky jumped up and licked his face or something dumb like that, right? Like it was.
Yeah. Not a single note of humor in the whole thing. Just awesome the whole time. Yeah. And I really dug it.
And they told the story of these two new characters with almost all of it. They said, all right, well, hey, one of them's Ragnaros. Check that out. He's like a big boss and stuff. Oh, and guess what? Varian Wrynn is pretty tanky at the moment, but hey, he decides he wants to go all DPS and dual wield and go crazy, and he does that. Like, in the cinematic, he does the things that make him unique in Heroes, and I just thought that was brilliant. So, yeah, I'm glad I remember to mention that, just because I thought, oh, that was Bo's wish. You, like, blew out the candle and went, please let there be a cinematic that isn't just in-game.
It's true.
A little prayer to Jesus there, and you got it. You totally got it.
Yep. So I'm now going to be a regular attendee at the local church because
there you
my
go.
Prayers are answered.
Yeah, you made a commitment. Now you got to keep
the Church of Tassadar, that is.
Now,
nice.
Before we move on to this Deckard Cain business that's been swirling around, I had a question, and it's in our notes, so I'm glad this has got brought up. I keep hearing that in the contest, and I wasn't there. I was busy with stuff. I don't remember what, the party or somewhere. What were we doing Friday night? I don't remember. Something big.
Oh, I don't know what even was Friday night. I don't know where I was Friday night.
I don't either, but I know I was somewhere where it stopped me from being able to go to the contest. Something always does every year, and I always feel a little bad because I like to see the contest and see the costumes and stuff. But there was some music there that everybody was talking about. Some kind of, and what you've written here is Taylor Swift-y song called "Hero of the Storm." Do we know who that was or where that is or what that is? Because you're not the first to bring it up. I keep hearing about it.
It's in the contest, the evening of contesting, whatever that's called. You know,
is one of the
awkward comedian.
Sure.
They have a musical section where every year they have like a rock band and they rock out, and they have a hip hop band that does Blizzard raps, and they had a few other musical acts, and this was just I guess it was a, you know, a woman, let's say, and a Murloc. Mm-hmm. And she was playing guitar and going "Hero of the Storm" or whatever, and he was going "Ticka ticka ticka" with something. But it was cool because
wow,
I can see why this was a hit.
No, she was really nervous. Like, her voice was actually a little crackly and a bit off key, but it didn't matter. Like, you know, it's a contest. It's not AC/DC in their 5 millionth show performance somewhere. It was, you know, someone getting up and front of a bunch of peers and show, probably more introverted than the average person, and being a little vulnerable.
Yeah.
And had, you know, it wasn't a touching song. I say all this and it sounds like she's saying her heart out about a lost love. It's like, no, this was about leavers and AFKers and they should go stuff themselves. But, but it was good. Like, there was a lot of relatable lyrics in it. Like, you had a lot of recognition when you were listening to her stuff. You're like, hey, those are things I go through when I play Heroes, and it was a catchy tune, and I believe she won.
Performing.
I think I found it. Here it is, part of it.
This
here.
Is Heroes of the Storm.
All right, there's dude from Silicon Valley talking. Okay, and then they come out on. Oh, he is a Murloc. He's in pajamas.
Nice.
Here, chat room. You can. I'm sorry, I'm not helping here. I'm showing this. I just want to hear a little piece of it, a little taste.
Hi, awesome people.
She looks very nervous.
So
I would be too.
This goes out to all my Heroes of the Storm friends, especially the ones who often play Quick Match.
And there's a Murloc just walking around. Oh, it's supposed to be Murky. He makes me want to die, though. I don't like him.
Another day in the Nexus, and I'm off to save the day. I type GLHFN, then I'm on my way.
Oh, I like it. I think that's great.
Yeah.
I'm going to download that later and listen to that in my own little private time. That sounds creepy. I promise it's not.
Yeah. A judgment free zone, folks. We're here to be listen and be supportive and not immediately react.
Now,
that's how you drive people away.
Now, I want to say, despite your prediction and hope for the cinematic, and despite all of our other predictions, not many of our predictions came true. I'll be the first to admit, my Deckard Cain idea did not happen at all. John echoed some of those ideas and had a few of his own. Those didn't happen necessarily. We didn't get all the Heroes predictions that we wanted. However, since then, hero designer Nathan LaMuzga, I hope I'm saying his name right, and I hope he comes
on the show. I'm sure that's how he says it every time he introduces somebody. I'm Nathan LaMuzga.
says Deckard Cain is a difficult character to design, so in a Polygon article, he put the call out for everyone to send them their ideas. They seem to, at least on the surface, want to help crowdsource some of what this character might be in the game. So one thing comes to mind. This sort of confirms that Deckard Cain is probably on the docket in some form. And two, they would like our help. But do they really, Bo? Do you think they really want our help making a character? Because that seems dangerous to me.
Yes. I've been on this show before. Well, I'm on the show every week. Yeah. What am I saying?
You're on it now. Right now you're on it. Yeah.
I've been, I don't like the idea of a Deckard Cain hero. Now, if anyone can do it, I know the team, the Heroes of the Storm team, can make it happen and make me like it. But I remain skeptical. Mm. And LaMuzga echoed the things that I think, which is when you really sit down and think about it, he likes to read books. What's he doing? It's not to say it's not possible, but it's harder. Like maybe he plays Hearthstone or something like that. That's what LaMuzga said. Like it's just, he does nothing. You think of Varian, oh sweet, I want to use those swords. You think of Ragnaros, I want to tell people they're insects and for them to die, and shoot lava. Like he doesn't do anything.
All right, let's break it down. Here's my vision for him, and you guys tell me if I'm crazy, and then John, I want your take. But here's my vision of him. He needs a basic attack. Everyone does. So Deckard Cain basic attack.
Nailed it.
here's what he does for his basic attack. He has his Book of Cain out, and its pages are going all the time, right? Just flipping around. And he is just swiping out pages, and they're zipping around and hitting people.
Like Gambit.
But you know what it's going to look like? The effect is going to look like... Oh, I know. Okay, you know how Vala's Hungering Arrow works right now? It kind of goes out and then swerves back and then swings around like it's got this sort of almost homing mechanism. Imagine pages doing that, like these shards of magical pages whipping around and then sticking a dude and whipping around and sticking a dude. So that's his basic attack. That's all worked out. Once you have that, the rest of it's freaking easy. So Q is just like, I don't know, drop some badass knowledge or a big Herodric cube.
Like a homing thesis.
Yeah. The idea being that it can all manifest as physical stuff. So a Herodric cube falling out of the sky, doing something is interesting. the ultimate of stay a while and listen is totally a big stun or a slow, as an ultimate or whatever. Like I think he kind of writes himself. I don't think it's all that difficult. So when they say that, I don't think I buy it. There are other characters in the game where you're like, well, what do we give a Murloc to do? Well, he can fart green, make a bubble, and throw a fish. That's pretty simple. Like, there's nothing crazy going on there. And there's nothing about Murlocs in Warcraft where you went, one day you'll be in Heroes, and you know what you'll do. You'll throw a fish, you'll make a bubble, and you'll fart green. Like, that's not a thing they'd ever said. So John, I lay it at your feet. What do you do to make Deckard Cain a character, and why do they have to ask us for freaking help?
So I actually jumped in and threw some ideas on the Reddit thread that was about this, and I'll echo some of them that I had. I don't have a full kit prepared. Sorry, we're not going to go through the full design, but I will say this. So one of the things we learned when they talked about Ragnaros was that originally they had played with the idea that you would be playing as maybe someone like Major Domo Executus and you would summon Ragnaros. And they said they got away from that because they wanted you to feel like you were playing the character that you picked. Like if you say, I want to be Ragnaros, you should play as Ragnaros.
Right.
So obviously that's a focus of the team. And with my pitch, I'm going to immediately throw that focus out in the garbage, so there's no way they'll do it.
All right.
But what if instead of controlling Deckard Cain, Deckard Cain spawned next to your core, like he spawned next to that little well in Diablo 1, and he gave you quests as something of a quest giver, and you controlled a generic hero that went out in the world and did things for Deckard Cain, much like you do in Diablo, and say your level one talent is you pick, okay, I want to be ranged, I want to be a caster, or I want to be a warrior. And he would then give you various tasks to go out and complete. You know, say something like, go kill Diablo. And, you know, if he's on the other team and you go and kill Diablo and he's happy about it. Right. Or, you know, get a Herodric cube and that does something for you. Mm-hmm. And basically you're buffing this hero through everything that you do for Deckard Cain. But I also think the big thing is knowledge is his power. He knows things.
Yeah.
So I think giving him a bunch of abilities that would maybe reveal sections of the map, or maybe just full on, you know, he could say like, oh, I'll identify the map. And, you know, all of a sudden everybody on the map pops up and you get to see where everybody is. And all of a sudden, you know, oh, they're planning an ambush in the bottom lane. We can avoid that.
Ooh, I like the sound of that.
Or act accordingly.
Yeah, like a Terran. What's that called on the Terran command center when they can do the radar thing? And it's just a very brief sort of exposure and then it goes away. That would be pretty neat. And have him saying, like I will radar. Identify the enemy's position. And then boom, there they are.
Yeah, all he's right. really into it. All right. He digs it.
Okay.
And so that's my pitch is he sends you out and you do things. I mean, sure, he could be out there as a little old man and hit things with a stick. It's, you know, it's in lore. If you play Diablo 3, you got to see him hit a skeleton with a stick once or twice. Yep. It happened.
Yeah.
He didn't destroy that skeleton or anything, but dang it, he gave it a good go.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I think he could be fun. Look, he's going to be Abathur class. Probably he's going to be supporting his team and doing weird old man things.
That's probably true. So
it's either that or he tears off his shirt and he's actually just ripped and just gets right into it.
Greetings. Rah!
Yeah. Stay a while. Face a smackdown.
I've got a can of whoop ass. So let's say that everyone's right about whatever direction we think they go. Where, what are we classifying him as? Specialist, probably, right? Probably specialist. Because what else is he going to be? He's not going to be an assassin.
Support, if well, maybe. He
can maybe support, you. Sure. Support I makes, have a, you know.
I have a different direction. He's a member of the Herodrum, right?
Yeah, that's true.
Is that right?
That's true.
And the Herodrum, I mean, I don't know my lore that well, but they're mages. There's some badass mages. What if we get young Deckard Cain?
Ooh.
And not the guy who's too old to really do much, but maybe somebody who can actually fire a magic missile or two.
Wield the
younger
staff.
Version who can be an assassin who back in his day wasn't relegated
Stay
to identifying items.
Stay a while and listen.
But, you know. That's quite a treasure you have there in that Roger cube.
I will identify your items for free, baby. I want to hear all that. So hold on, Bo. Let me ask you this. Let's say they do that. The Herodrum, as far as I know, are a bunch of buffed up, tough dudes that help guard Tyrael in his human form while they're taking the Soul Stone down into the basement and hiding it before Death gets there, before Malphel shows up. So they seem like warriors on their own right. I really like this line of thinking. The idea of a Deckard Cain from a different era is also something that would be fun to play with, given that he is dead currently, and you're not just reviving him the way we are with Rin and a few other characters. And in fact, I think the thing I like most about the Varian Rin reveal at BlizzCon was in that video, you got the sense that he had entered Valhalla in a way. Like he had gone on to the other side, and for him, death meant a portal to the Nexus. And I really liked that because when he got there, it's just confusing. There's like a gun in the dirt and there's like a bow over here and these things that are foreign to him. But he sees, you know, there's something very familiar. And what is that familiar sulfuric smell? Why, it's Ragnaros and he's here to blah, blah, blah. Like, that was great. Why not do something similar with Deckard Cain? Forget about old man Cain. Go straight to when I was a younger man. I mean, oh my gosh, his intro video makes itself, really. Like, yeah. You just tell this tale of when he was young and swashbuckly and he had his staff and some of his early magics and things, and he could just be a badass. I'm all like, in on this. This is great.
So how old is he? Because the joke could be, when I was a young man, and he'd still have, like, a full head of gray hair, and he'd still be like, because isn't he, like...
Well, I think you make that a skin, right? Like, go full on, like, young Hanzo. Yep. Have him look kind of like... Or like Khadgar in the Warcraft movie. He kind of looks shitty. And then he's out there kicking ass, but then your first skin that you get for him is an old version. So you get old man Deckard Cain, but he can do, you know, flips and beat stuff up.
Totally agree. It's a skin. I think that's what you do. You give him old man Deckard Cain skin, but he's otherwise young man Cain. He's 25 or whatever the age reckoning is for Nephilim in their day. And he's just badass and cool. And then you've got an excuse for him to have some basic attacks, to have some agility, to do some things that aren't just puttering around the map going, oh, look what this is. You know, it doesn't have to be that the whole time.
I found a bird.
Oh my gosh, I want him to find a bird now. You're ruining it. I want him to be old again.
That's nice, Deckard. Can you go to top lane?
Oh, sure. Anyway, it's all very exciting. We don't know what's going to come of this, but the actual quote was, he is one of the hardest heroes to think of design. When you really sit down and think about it, he's a guy who loves to read books. What is he doing? Not to say it's not possible, but he's one of the harder ones. Maybe he plays Hearthstone or something like that, like you guys mentioned, unquote. They said they issued this challenge. I love reading hero pitches on our main Heroes of the Storm forums and on Reddit. So they said, if you're a community member reading this right now, send me your Deckard Cain pitches. Maybe Deckard Cain, or make a Deckard Cain. I'd love to see our community pitches on that one. So there you go. There's any additional pitches we want to make. So the heroes team.
I like young Deckard as a Haradrim badass. And right. I mean, listeners, if you want to send in your ideas, maybe we could make a like Deckenstein Cain. Like, we could take all of your ideas and maybe whip something up. I don't know.
Deckenstein.
Core at heroesforyou.com.
Yeah, very nice.
I think for the record, idea. I thought the Carbot pitch was really good for him too.
Actually. Yeah, that wasn't bad. I don't remember a lot of the QW stuff, but I kind of remember. I remember all of it made sense. One of them seemed like time shifting, or
he escorted people a lot in their video. I think he was basically right. He'd make people invulnerable, and you'd have to kill the person who was escorting him before you could get to him, and yeah. He'd buff them and stuff like that. It seemed cool.
It's a lot of Act One references, because when did we lose him? Act Two, was it?
Yeah, right at the end of Act One.
The butterfly lady.
The butterfly's got him.
Yeah, the butterfly. Stay away from the butterfly. In fact, he could never... That should be another rule. If Deckard Cain's on anyone's team, you can't play on Garden of Terror because there are butterflies in the minutiae there. That makes perfect sense. You can't do it. You can't deal with it.
He fears going in those bushes.
I know what can happen if left unattended. All right. Let's move on to what's going on. The Carl Gem rework. Let's talk about that first. Is that in today's patch?
Yes.
Oh my
yes,
lord! I cannot wait to see it. So
show's over. We're playing heroes now.
I want Bo. So aside from Varian Wrynn and all that, and we'll get to that in a second. Bo has been singing the praises of the PTR changes to Carl Gem, aka Karazim, for those who wonder who we're talking about. In case you're new to the show, he was getting some pretty intense reworking going on, but not in a way that tears him apart and changes him too much. I mean, pretty recently had some pretty major stuff change with him anyway, especially to his insight build. So, Bo, you're the expert. You've played him on PTR. What do we know about Carl Gem, and why should I play him tonight?
All right. Well, first of all, animations on him have been tightened up again. I swear he's the most loved on that front, so you'll like looking at him even more now. Mm-hmm. Level 1, untouched. Level 4, just new options at level 4 and level 7 to go. So double fart. Let's talk about level 7. No more double fart at level 7.
Oh.
Gone.
Okay.
Gone.
I usually pick up, double fart because I want to heal you guys, but all right.
It's up at level 16 now.
Okay.
Same with volley of blows. You don't get it till 16 now.
All right.
It sounds bad, but it's actually good.
I was going to say, you're not selling us very hard right now.
It sounds bad, but it's actually good because they've replaced it with a chain that makes more sense. He has a bruiser build. Level 4, oh, why did I skip it? The Mystic Allies. You choose from one of three Mystic Allies. These are awesome. Why? Because you can dash to them. You know how you're just like, God, I want to dash to something and nobody's in range. Oh. Put down your own ally and dash to him. It's wonderful.
Ooh.
There's a Mystic, the one that reveals stealth characters, you get two charges of, and they last 40 seconds. So you just kind of plop them down and all the stealthies get revealed and you can dash to them to run away. You can dash through walls. It's incredible.
Hold on. What are they? One key, two key, something like that? Like how are these?
The assigned? One key.
Okay.
So right. You basically have an extra ability on them. You just got to get to level 4 and you can pick an earth ally, which gives you block resistance, I think, by 50%. And the other one heals. It's like the totem, but it heals.
Wow.
2% of your health every second. It's cool. It's really, really cool. And the Mystic Allies look fantastic. They're just copies of him in like a color.
Yeah.
And
again, consistent with Diablo 3's use of Mystic Allies. That's a big part of the monk build as well. So it's nice to see that in there.
Yeah. And at level 7, so I don't know the exact talents off the top of my head, but essentially you either get, it used to be at a high level where every third basic attack would reduce deadly reach cooldown.
Yeah.
You get that early. Mm. So with Insight, for example, you can kind of go infinite, or with, you know, Iron Fists, which Iron Fist has a change to it too. I can't remember exactly what it is, but it's good.
All right.
So they buffed up Iron Fists a bit, and essentially you will do a lot of damage and you will provide a lot of utility. You don't need that second fart. And I believe there's also a dash that provides cleanse. So rather than taking cleanse, you could dash to a target and cleanse them just by dashing to them.
Oh, wow. So, yeah. But do you worry? I mean, I already liked his more versatile builds anyway, but when it came to a team where I was like, all right, we've got no other real good mitigation here. I need to go double fart for sure.
Yeah.
You're sure that's not going to feel missed. I mean, that seems like an important part of his deal.
But I play a lot of Karazim, and honestly, when I'm taking him as support, it's because I kind of don't want to heal that much. Like we're gonna succeed with less heals than the enemy team, but we're gonna do better. So
right. So
why am I gonna spec into it? I think they're on board with that, which is why they moved it. You still get it later, it just feels better. And we're gonna try it out today. I haven't tried it on live, maybe he'll suck, but I'm excited for them.
Mm.
Another big change actually to the way of the thousand hand punch, is it called? Way of 100 fists.
Way of 100 fists, yeah.
Is that there used to be ability power damage, right? You'd see purple numbers instead of the brown numbers.
Yeah.
And
yeah, I don't even know why. I don't even know why I'm laughing, but sure. Why not?
So now they're also basic attacks. Like you hit 6 times, but they're basic attacks, which means they trigger your trait.
Oh.
So, for example, if you gain mana on every third hit, well, the 6 hits count as 2 procs of that.
Yeah.
And there's a talent where you can increase the number of charges, and you can take Epiphany at 20, and you can basically dash to an enemy 5 times, hitting 6 times each time you dash to him. So 6 times 5 is 30. Get 30 hit. Like I was doing that in the tri mode today and doing a lot of damage to Arthas. So I'm excited to see how that all works.
Did they literally, I don't want to be crazy talk here, but it sounds to me like they almost, like everyone's been asking, who's going to be the next character either to be reworked or added to the game who behaves like Varian, in that he's kind of double spec and you can choose through his build what you want to do. I'd say Karazim has always been a little bit that way, just kind of, you know, like you can sort of go more heavy damage or less or more heal or whatever. This feels like they are digging in on the idea that some people just want to freaking play him as a wacky bruiser. And
yeah, because even when you do awesome, he's one of the few heroes that you can do amazing with and suck in every column on the chart at the end of the match.
Yeah.
Like you're like, man, I kicked so much butt as Karazim. I punched everybody. I got a few kills, 18,000 hero damage. Mm-hmm. And you're like, what in the lowest that happened?
Yeah.
But it's not the amount of damage you do, it's what damage you do that really matters. And
Jane is like that too, I feel like. Him and Jane are like that. Yeah.
A lot of melee assassins are like this, but especially Karazim and his damage.
Mm-hmm.
You can feel really great with him and you just look like poo on the stats screen. And it's like, it's totally fine. So I think he's going to be totally fine. I think this is the most exciting out of The trailer was really good and the announcements were really good. I got the most excited over hearing the Carl Jim changes.
That's great. So. Well, I have to admit, I have to admit I'm pretty excited about his changes as well, and I want to see them in action tonight. But I still worry that he has a perception problem, and maybe even more so now. So what you're going to see is a lot of people picking Jim. You're going to see him doing really clutch things, but not reflecting that in the scoreboard anytime anyone hits tab to see it or at the end of the game. You're going to have toxic poo heads that are like, pick a real support next time, butthole. Like, we're going to get that a lot, and I worry about that. But maybe I don't care because I love him and I'm going to play him as often
people,
as I can.
People respect the Carl Jim. You just get flack sometimes when someone wants palm instead of seven-sided strike.
Yeah, and I don't mind doing palm's fine. It's fine. It's fine. It's okay. It's all right. Yep. Actually, palm kind of sucks. Whatever. What am I saying? And there are no
I've
big.
I've seen you do a clutch palm.
I have done a clutch palm here and there. I gave you a clutch palm not long ago.
We're not talking about that. What happens at BlizzCon stays at BlizzCon. Scott.
That's right. I forgot I wasn't supposed to mention that. That one room at the Hilton. But anyway, I think it's fine. Are we seeing any changes to either of his ultimates? Are they staying the same?
Staying the same, except they look graphically a little bit better now, too. So, you know.
All right. I'm happy with that. Carl Jim, coming soon tonight. Watch for it. Ragnaros, early December. John, you have a prediction? What do you think the date's going to be? Got to be pre-Christmas, right?
Yeah, I think 3 weeks from now.
Okay.
So that's my guess. He seemed ready. Yeah. But maybe that's just me wanting to believe because, man, he was fun.
He seemed more ready from a just sort of complete package to me than even Varian did. And I don't mean that Varian played wrong or something. What I mean is, like, there were animation frames missing. When you would summon a mount as Varian, he would go, yeah, and then suddenly he was on a mount. Like, he hadn't finished whatever he was going to do. And I thought, oh, well, they're not done with that. But Rag, who doesn't need a mount, he just tears the ground up with, like, awesome molten, like, oh, it's so cool, you guys. I'm so excited for that character. but he seemed really ready to me as well, so hurry it up, get him in there.
We need a Christmas Ragnaros too, for sure.
Yeah, and it's funny, I just, with playing Brawl with you guys the other night, I'm now in love with Samuro. He's awesome. He's freaking great. Like, he feels really good to me. He may be my favorite melee right now. Him and Kerrigan, two characters I didn't really like at launch, and for Kerrigan, a long time I didn't like her. And now I'm way into both of those guys. And once again, here's Scott 2 weeks late with the character liking it when everyone else already had their fill. But I'm digging him. He's good.
No competition, right?
Yeah, none that I know of. Varian, he's a warrior and assassin. He's out now. You guys have had some time with him, right? John and Bo. I mean, John and I played him at BlizzCon, and you guys have probably seen him on the BTR. I guess, Bo, have you played him? You played him over there.
I did some AI stuff on PTR because the wait queue, you know, a hero is going to be popular when you can't play him on PTR. Yeah, and
kind of a bummer.
And I did some tri mode stuff. Yeah. He looks really exciting. Today is going to be my first day really cracking into what he can do.
I'm excited because tonight, like in theory, all three of us could pick one of these new characters and or reworks and just have a ball tonight. Like, this is the first night where I feel like there's no other changes. It's one new guy. Who gets to play the new guy? Instead, we get to all have we all have a little bit of something to do. And I know there's no big Artanis changes, John. You can't have it every week, okay? All right?
Mm-hmm. Soon.
All right.
Jump ahead a little bit because Artanis changes. Oh, well, I guess we should finish talking about
Varian. Yeah. We'll get to that. Yeah, I want to talk about that, though, because you got pretty stoked about Artanis changes.
I get stoked anytime anybody mentions Artanis for anything.
Mm.
Hey, John.
Yeah.
Artanis.
Oh, man. Let me tell you about Artanis.
Oh, I did it. Oops.
Best
I'm sorry.
Co-op commander, best hero of the storm, and best armor set in Diablo.
Wow.
What My else do friend. You need?
Wow.
My best friend.
That's amazing. How about, so Zul'jin is this year's Gul'dan? I hope by that they don't mean bad when they launch him.
Shots fired.
I mean, he's fine. Whatever. I've seen some pretty good Gul'dan play lately, but it's Phil Gonzalez hinted at this in the Q&A for Heroes that Zul'jin is coming our way.
Yeah, he's that one armed troll, right?
Yeah, he's not. Well, he's not Vol'jin, obviously, and he's not any of the other djinns I can think of.
And it's not the raid of Zul'aman.
No, but if he's one armed, Boy, him and Dehaka can hang out, right? They can be friends.
Yeah. Oh, they're best friends. They can't hold hands, but they can hang out together.
We just need three more heroes, and we can make a full one-arm team, like an undead guy. And
just like a couple of little like T-Rexes running around together. I love that.
Get together and rub stubs.
Careful.
Get together and rub stubs. Excellent. And then what else? New brawl this week with the Blackheart's Revenge. I'm pretty excited about this. So one core, it's attack, defend. It's basically an assault style. They talked about this a bunch at the event. Obviously, objective changes, attackers progress. That is on the PTR right now. That is not live in the game. If it was, that's what we'd be doing tonight. Absolutely freaking absolutely. But maybe next week. So watch for that. Man, they're releasing stuff quick and fast. This is good. This is all good. Any other thoughts on that Blackheart's Revenge thing? Because they're taking Blackheart's Bay out of rotation, right?
Well, I tried it. No, this is a brawl map.
No, I know, but I heard, maybe I have this wrong. I thought the deal was that Mines was coming back and Blackheart's Bay was being taken out of rotation for a while. And on top of that, this brawl would feature this Blackheart's attack mode. But
I didn't hear that, but you like that might be true. I haven't.
If they did that, that's the wrong map to take out.
I agree. They need to. Let me guess which one you want to go. Is it the one with a lot of green and seeds and shit in it? Is that the one?
Yep.
Okay.
That'd be the one. Still get it more than any other map.
Yeah. We've had some bummer games in there too lately. Yep. Okay. I don't know if that's true. I may have completely just made that up, but somewhere in the back of my head, I thought somebody said that was being pulled. Not pulled like Mines like, but just out of the seven or whatever, six or seven that they want to have in rotation all the time, and that this would happen to all the maps at some point. And we've seen some of that already where one of them takes a break for a while. So I don't know. I could have made that totally up, but I could have sworn I heard that.
It sounds possible.
Could have sworn I heard it.
To one. Yeah.
So what'd you think of it though? Blackheart's Revenge, Bo?
It's a little short. I don't know. This doesn't look like they're going to do best of three. So it was like a 5-minute match.
Mm.
So I played a couple and I was like, well, that's interesting.
How does it work though? Like, does it feel like a battleground in WoW or something? Or
like— yeah, like it definitely works. It's just I spent about as much time loading almost as I did playing it. But it's PTR, so maybe it won't end up that way on live.
Mm.
It was fun, but on the same level that the rest of the brawls were fun. I didn't find the mechanics particularly riveting for me. Like, this is so different from Punisher Brawl. It's still just go around and kill people and prevent them from. It's kind of like Strand of the Ancients. I don't know if you've played that battleground in Warcraft. Yeah. It's kind of, it has that same style. So it was enjoyable.
It's the first asymmetrical map that they've done, which is obvious. You know, obviously this is the only mode they could use that in. But maybe it was John and I in an interview. Or maybe, I know what it was. It was an interview I was in. It may have been for Rally Point, but somebody said this thing about Blackheart's Bay being, I don't want to say anything unless I'm wrong. That stuff gets around.
Chat room saying that they mentioned a rotation coming, but that from what they heard, they didn't mention specific maps.
All right.
So
Blackheart stays for now.
Yeah.
The Bagel Pirate cannot be stopped.
Nothing can stop the Bagel Pirate.
Nope. And now when you guys see that load screen, that's all you're going to think of because we just made your whole day. Remember this. He's holding up a bagel gun and he's going to shoot you with his bagel gun. Okay. All right.
Yar, it has everything.
Let's move on to Travis McGeithy's confirmed Haunted Mines is returning. Showed the new map layout, golem spawns in swapping lanes each time. That's interesting. That definitely changes things up. Golem spawns at fixed points. Sapper camps now instead of other camps. 4 mine entrances, not just 2. Skulls evenly distributed in the map. Boss golem in the middle. It was very, speaking of asymmetrical, that's one of the maps, the only maps that had kind of asymmetrical play in it. Like the way the golem in the basement was always way off to the right, and everything else was kind of spread out in a weird way, and the two doors weren't really symmetrical either. Like that was a very odd thing, and maybe that's why this rework was required. They had to get it closer to never giving either side an advantage over the other or something. But I'm excited for that to come back. I've kind of missed it, if you want the truth. Is it still only 2 lanes though? Let's see.
Yes.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay. So where are the... Well, I need to see pictures. I have not seen any of that stuff yet. All right, John. Stop chomping at the bit. Artanis change is confirmed. What's happening?
Yeah, they are. So a while back, they teased us with a PTR where you could do his forward slash, and while you're slashing, you could shoot the phase prism out. That is going to happen. So that is going to be a thing that Artanis can now do, which is amazing. It makes for amazing plays because the dash can go over obstacles. So in theory, you could be taking a boss, say, on like Cursed Hollow, and I could dash over the wall to see you taking the boss, phase prism you, and swap. So I'm now standing on the boss and you're now down in the bottom lane.
Wow.
It's super cool. We don't know what else they're doing. We know he's getting a talent rework of some kind. Probably considering a lot of people have a tendency to call him invincible at the late game. Mm-hmm. That's probably going to go away. It's probably not a description you want for the hero, but I can't wait. Artanis is the best. I've been on record of maybe saying that.
Maybe.
We did it, John. Yeah. We did it here on Core.
Yeah, well
done. It's like, since episode one, I'm pretty sure, or something like that.
I don't think you've ever not liked Artanis. I think he has always been a thing that you wanted in your life. Here's the question, though. Phase Prism has always felt a little leftovery to me. Like, it's not great. It sort of gets used by some skilled players in some unique ways, but for the most part, almost a wasted piece of his kit, or certainly not the most important part of his kit. This suddenly seems like Phase Prism matters a lot in some very clutch ways.
If you're good at hitting it, it's going to be an important part of your kit. I mean, it already is. I like Phase Prism a lot. It took a lot of practice to get good at it because it doesn't go very far. It travels kind of slow. It's a skill shot. So all of those things are hurdles to overcome. But with the dash attached to it, it's just insane what you can do. It still puts Artanis in potentially dangerous positions, but he's so survivable and people shouldn't be hitting him anyway that might be okay. So it's really gonna make for some cool plays with Artanis.
It also is not lost on me that they talked about the slash dash phase prism combo in the hero's deep dive panel. Get it? Because he can dive deep now. He can go deep.
I gotcha.
And get out.
So they should just call it the Artanis panel, right?
Yes, the Artanil.
So to clarify, because the chat room is asking, the phase crystal puts the enemy hero at your charge starting point as opposed to the casting point during the charge. Yes.
That's the fun of it.
Big long distance swap.
Yeah, that's the idea. That's your whole I'm in the boss area, he's on the other lane scenario. Only works if that's the case, right?
At least that's how it looked. They were doing some major position swap. Yeah. So I'm pretty sure that's how it works.
Also, they announced, hallelujah, everybody, the D3 Diablo skin is happening, meaning sort of Lady Diablo version of Diablo is a thing that's actually going to happen. It will finally match their intro movie. It seems very late to get that, but hey, whatever. They took time
it's gonna
making
be a cool skin.
Yeah, it'll be good. They took a lot of time making other skins for him, which I also think are cool. But yeah, that'll be good.
Are we going to take bets on what they call it? Because my money is still on calling it Diabla.
Oh, my gosh. I'm going to say they're going to call it Diablo.
I'm betting not. Probably not.
Probably not Diablo.
Stay away from me when I've got Diablo.
Yeah, you don't want a good bad case of Diablo. I don't know. What would they call it? Probably just...
It's like Burning Hell's Diablo or something, like whatever.
Primeval Diablo.
Yeah, because what is she? Is it? Do we have in Diablo 3? Does it have a name outside of just Diablo? I don't think it does. When she becomes
that room says Shiablo.
Shiablo.
That's pretty good.
That's not bad. They won't do it though, because it sounds jerky.
I don't think they'll do my Diabla either. But you know, it's what happens.
Diabloren. That's not good either. Diablori. Hey! Ha-ha! Woo-hoo! All right, there's that. Nexus Challenge starts today. If you play 50... And my son's so excited about this, he's losing his mind. Play 15 and or 30 games between November 15th and January 4th. Why is it 15 or 30? I don't get it.
Oh, because there's rewards at 15 and 30.
Oh, got it. Okay. And you get free stuff. So 15 games gets you the Oni Genji portrait, the Overwatch skin for Genji that is the Oni Genji thing and a spray and Zarya free hero. Well, you get Zarya as a hero in Heroes of the Storm. If you do 30 games, you get Ariel, Greymane, Kerrigan, Li Ming, Arachi hover cycle mount. I know I'm not saying that right.
You get a raunchy hover cycle.
A raunchy.
Covered in biker sweat. We didn't wash it.
And a 30-day stim pack. It's actually a pretty sweet deal. But you have to play with friends to get it. So we'll all get it. And then I need to play an additional 15 to 30 with my son because he wants it real bad.
Go to join Frog Pants. Yeah. There are people in there who will find you groups and play with you. Slash join Frog Pants in game.
I logged in briefly before the show, and Vesa, who we've had on the, you know, on the games after, said, hey, you want to join a group that I've got going for the Genji skin? I thought, you know, that's very nice to offer. We got friends playing, and that's good, but the reward is playing heroes. Yeah. The reward is not a skin for Overwatch.
Right.
The reward is the heroes.
Well, okay, so you bring up a good point. I think we should at least address this. It does feel like Blizzard is constantly thinking, what are some ways to get more bodies in heroes? This game that, because of its very nature, its MOBA nature, despite the fact that it does make it a much more approachable game than most of those games, but nonetheless, it's still kind of a, you know, a monolithic thing that's a little scary. They always seem to be the ones that have to do promotions to get people in there to play. And not the other way around. Like, nobody's going, play 2 hours of Overwatch and get free stuff in, you know, StarCraft 2. Like, they don't go the other way. They're going this way, and they're doing that for a reason. And I'm not saying it means, oh, things are rough for heroes. They got to get players any way they can. I don't think it's that kind of desperation. But they do always seem to be the target of who needs to promote who. In these scenarios. Yeah. And you sure get a lot more stuff you get a lot more stuff in Heroes by playing 30 games than you would in Overwatch by playing those 30 games. If you play the 15, you get some stuff. But it feels like, hey, Overwatch people, I know you're loving that. That's great. These guys are across the hall from us. Everybody's happy. We all work together. But why don't you come over here for a minute? Try this out.
Give it a try.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's fine. It's not a problem. I don't mean it as a negative. It's just one of those things that I'm noticing. The state of the game panel happened. Some cool stuff came from that. Dustin Browder tucked his t-shirt in and he said this. Actually, you know what? I never saw Dustin Browder once at the entire con. That kind of bothered me a little bit. I know he was doing things. He was at panels. He was doing stuff. Never once saw him at all. I shook Ian Kazahasa Kostas's hand. That was nice. It was very...
Yeah, I didn't see him either. And I was going to look for the shirt, too. I wanted to know shirt status, tucked or untucked.
Yeah. And his hand was, by the way, Hazakosis' hand was warm, inviting, supple. felt like, you know, if I had to get a lotion down, like my shoulders lotioned, those hands would be all right.
All right.
Anyway, Dustin Browder, shirt
maybe
tucked in.
Maybe more information than he would want to know, but good... Good to know.
That is good to know.
I mean, we know the state of Alarak's hands, so it's only fair.
Yeah, crusty space hands versus nice, soft Ian Hazakosta's hands. Anyway, I never did get to see Dustin, but anyway, said he heard what we had to say about balance patches being too frequent, and they are working on reducing that. Now, it's funny to hear that, because when we were all going, oh, these are coming so fast and furious, now when he says, okay, we're going to slow that down, I feel like something gets lost a little bit. Don't you? Just a tiny bit.
It's weird. I'm kind of mixed on this news. I like balance changes. I like them a lot. And I maybe wasn't as far on the side of it being a problem as some people were. I know it was driving Bo a little crazy for a while. But I also do kind of understand it. Because if you ask me, hey, John, is this in this patch, or is this in the next balance patch, or when is this change coming? More often than not, my answer would be I don't know, because there are a lot of them. And so in that regard, I guess I do understand it. I think the big test is going to be what happens when a character feels overpowered. Yeah. How long does it take for that to get put in check?
Yeah, and maybe the frequency can go from every week to every 2 weeks. Like, maybe that's all we're talking about. And I think that's pretty reasonable. Did we lose Bo? Bo, are you there?
He had to step away.
Oh, a big poo? Had a big poo? I shouldn't say that.
That's what's always assumed if somebody needs to step away.
Yeah, anyone said I'm AFK for a minute. Oh, okay. I know what's up.
Yeah. Got a delivery.
They say, let's see, Alan I don't know how to say his name. Dabiri. Alan Dabiri, tech director, said in an upcoming says in an upcoming season Hero League in solo queue, only 2s, 3s, and 5s into team league. So I'm not sure what that means.
So basically what they'll be doing is if you queue ranked and you're by yourself,
yeah,
then you're doing the solo queue. You're doing Hero League. Right. If you have 2 people, 3 people, or 5 people, you're being queued into team league.
Is that like it used to be? Because it feels close to what we used to have.
It's similar. I mean, right now, the way we have it is 1 and 2 can go into Hero League and 5 can go into Team League. Mm. And that's the dividing line. And so they're opening it up a little bit and they're shifting the 2s over into Team League. Gotcha. I think it's going to be a cool experiment. I'm glad that they're saying they're going to try it for a season. Yeah. We'll see how that one season goes, but I think it's actually going to be a really cool change.
All right. Well, there's that. Bo returns. Bo, you all right? Everything good? You all good?
Hello. Yes.
Okay.
So did everything come out in the end?
Things good over here.
You don't have to. It's fine. You don't have to tell. I don't have to know anything else about why you had to step away. Secret. It's totally fine.
I've signed an NDA. I can't.
I see. Was the paper the NDA on? Was it about 3 inches wide and perforated about every 4 inches? And that might have been it. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, there's a business contract that I had to sign.
I understand. Travis McGeary also announced a few other things. A bunch of stuff we already knew was happening. A few things that we didn't. Personalized stats are coming. Clans are coming. Finally, clans. That's a good thing. We've been begging for clans. Progression changes. That includes account levels equaling total hero levels. Per hero level cap could be coming off. What does that mean? Coming off.
So account level is maxed at 40.
Yeah.
So this means let's not cap it. Oh. And actually, instead of just having 2 leveling systems, why not just have your hero levels total to your account level?
That's kind of a cool idea. Kind of like that.
Mine right now, it already does that. It says you have an account, like you have a number saying the total amount of hero levels you have. Hero levels.
Yeah.
I'm at like 500 or 600 right now, so it's fun.
So you could be level 600 in the game.
Yeah.
Weird. Yeah. Will that just be another way of us to see who's cool and who isn't though? Like, will I just see it?
Well,
Bo's got 600. I've only got 380.
Quality, not quantity. And we're all quality people. So
all right.
Don't feel bad if someone's got, you know, there's always going to be another person. You think you got, what was it? I have like 5,000 games played. And I was like, I got 5,000 games played. As a guy with 5,000 games played. And yesterday I saw Heroes, I think, retweet. I just played my 10,000th game. And I was like, man, I'm so far away from that guy. I suck.
There's always like, someone, right? There's always
10,000 games. Okay, forget it. Like, just don't even think about it.
Yeah. I like personalized stats. I want to know how many minions I've killed. I have lots of questions about some of my stats. What else? Progression changes. Oh, we talked about some of those. No announcements on progression rewards. John, your idea of loot boxes did not happen as an announcement, but you could be right. It still could be in the works, man.
It could be. I'm telling you, loot boxes are coming. It's going to happen. All it's right. Too big of a thing for Overwatch to not make its way over into Heroes.
All right. I like that. They do say that they're planning on making rewards more frequent in the future. Again, that sounds like maybe loot boxes. Travis then talked about future things, a.k.a. the stuff Travis isn't supposed to talk about. So these are a few things that came out. Travis is the one we had on the show, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Travis is great. We need to have him back and have him leak more shit.
Yeah, no kidding.
That'd be great.
Right. I like this guy a lot.
Yeah, he's awesome. He says they want hero swaps to happen. Team agrees that it's needed, so they want to be able to make that happen. Now, explain to hero swaps.
In draft. So when you're in pub games or in 2s or 3s, and you're like, pick Malfurion first, but I don't play Malfurion. Well, pick it, and I'll play it, and I'll pick who you want to pick, right? And you can swap with people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So you and I would. So yeah. So if you ended up with, I don't know, our Morales, because we wanted to make sure to get her, but you don't really like playing her, and I ended up with ETC, and you really want him, we can swap. I like that.
Yeah.
I can't believe up till now I didn't understand. I've been hearing about hero swaps forever and how people wanted them, and the whole time I thought, well, why would you want to just change heroes in the middle of a game, and how's that going to work? Like, I was thinking like Overwatch style, and I was wrong. Limited map pool rotation. They've talked 6 to 7 maps in the pool every month. That's 2 to 3 times changed per season, or 2 to 3 times changed per season. So that's probably where I'm getting my Black Hearts Bay stuff from. Integrated voice chat. Blizzard chat is a thing now, and they're going to have that in there working kind of Overwatch style. It'll just sort of work. I predict all their games will have this integrated at some point. They'll all work like Overwatch style. And we've all been using it, and we will tonight. It's great. Like, the in-game thing is, or the launcher voice thing is awesome. I don't have a single complaint about that thing. Oh, I have one. Here's my complaint. When I send an invite to Bo, and he's off writing a contract on some paper, I send him an invite, and if he's not there to take it, it times out, and he never knows if I did it or not, and he can't just join later, like Skype style or something.
No, it sends me a whisper, actually. It says, you know, Scott Johnson has invited you to join a battle.net chat thingamajigger.
Can you
still accept it? So if you actually open up the chat,
yeah,
in your battle.net app launcher,
yeah,
I think you can still click and join for a while.
Okay, so if it doesn't, I just don't know how long, because the expiration seems really short to me. So maybe...
Yeah, that's probably right.
Yeah, so that needs to be extended or change that somehow, because that happens almost every time I try to add somebody. So I have to just keep adding them until they can be in front of their computer and say yes. Outside of that, though, like sound quality, reliability, functionality, it's great. I don't have a single complaint about it. I'm really surprised, actually. I was worried about it, but it works great. So there you have it. Any other thoughts on that thing and how that's going? Seems like it's good.
Well, it's nice to have it Overwatch style. I think I'm concerned, and we've expressed them a lot over the course of time, meeting strangers and heroes.
Mm.
It's worked out, I think, okay in Overwatch.
Yeah, it's been okay. I mean, I usually mute anything other than my friend group, so I think people just treat it the same.
Bo was a stranger to us once.
But it's now true. He is a friend.
Now he is a friend and ally.
A friend and ally in the fight against Diablo. All right, here's the next one. integrated voice chat. Talked about that. Party Finder feature. I want to play X and I'm looking for Y sort of deal. Sounds like pre-made groups in WoW, so that could be interesting. I wonder how much of that tech they swap around. Probably some of that stuff, right? Probably do.
They meet up
at the water cooler. They talk about last night's Westworld, and they're like, hey, what are you doing later?
Yeah. You're like, what's up with Bernard's glasses? Do they have their own trailer? Anyway, you guys should use our group finder.
That Bernard. I think about that every time my glasses fall down low on my face. Mm-hmm. It just comes to me. I just think of it the entire time.
I have a theory that I can't say out loud about the glasses that I'll tell you later.
Okay.
Yeah. Are you caught up with that show, Bo?
I'm caught up. But I don't know who's listening and what spoilers.
Yeah, no
I
spoilers.
Really wanted to be on Hotline Monday again with you guys.
Yeah. Should have called, man.
You
we
guys
had nobody,
did a really good job talking
we had,
about it.
We did, but we had like 2 people call. They were all bums Monday. That was like not line Monday.
I know, and one of them was like, have you seen episodes? Whatever.
Yeah.
He's like, no. But anyways, and Scott was like, click.
Yeah, the guy called. He goes, so what you guys talking about? And we're like, Westworld. And he goes, ah, cool. I said, are you caught up? No, I haven't watched any of it. Click. I hung up on him. Because what are you doing? It's a Hotline show about things we're talking about. Anyway, it doesn't matter. This isn't the place for that. Party feature. That's cool. There's still more stuff here. We have some Q&A highlights. Junkin style, game style mode games. Small army of devs who love this stuff and want to bring it to Heroes someday. So the Junkenstein thing that they did in Overwatch, which was pretty much widely acclaimed. I don't think anyone didn't like that. Surprisingly, I thought, honestly, dude, when that cat came out, I went, I don't care about this. And I turned out to really care about that. I really liked it a lot. TBK was up there asking a question. When are we going to be able to replicate full tournament drafting in the client? Travis says hero swapping and all the tournament features will start in custom and eventually be out there in the full game. This will be part of that. Way to go, TBK. Nice job, dude. Well done.
The Storms of the Lords, or whatever you introduced them as the host of.
The Storms of the Lords. I thought
you were going to say Stormcast, but, you know.
I was just there to annoy him. Like, listen, we love him. Ryan's great, and he plays with us here and there. he is one dedicated heroes guy. Like, that dude was all up in the heroes.
I know, TBK, can you tweet a tweet that isn't about heroes once in a while? Yeah. Like, it's literally 24/7, dude. My feed is clogged up. I like heroes,
it.
But
he's in it. Show us, I like it.
Show us your boobs. All right. Don't do that. What else here? They are working on loss forgiveness for when you get levers in your game. Nothing to announce, but they're working on that. And all heroes will eventually be reworked, updated from their launch, as their philosophy with characters at launch has changed for characters coming out now. That jives with what I sort of... That's the feeling I've been having anyway, is that they were eventually going to get around to doing all that. What else? Oh, no plans to put hot slogs out of business yet. They like them, they say.
Quoted. Yep. We like them.
But they did say their personalized stats may improve things for your own personal accurate stats. So watch for that.
Yeah.
What else? We've talked about a bunch of this already. Any of these other changes in today's patch, the variant patch, jump out at you,
Bo? I want to highlight, because, you know, we're not going to go through the entire patch notes anymore on the show, like in fine comb detail. But PSAs on the big ones, I think, are important to share, because we all miss things, right?
Sure.
So one big thing is stealth cloaking is changing the way it works. So if you're Tassadar and you reveal... Previously, if you were Tassadar and you revealed somebody in stealth, they were done. So Zeratul, he has to wait the full cooldown to re-stealth once he's out of the radar. Now what it does is it temporarily reveals them so that when your Tassadar effect is done, they go straight back into stealth.
Oh.
And they still count as stealth. And abilities that trigger off stealth or that make stealth matter still work. So, for example, there's a talent on Nova where pinning shot, the longer you stay stealth, the more slow you do, you're still counted as stealth, even though you're revealed.
Ah, okay.
Okay.
All right.
So, John, you must be excited.
Yeah. Nova's getting basically a nerf or a buff.
I've played a lot of Nova recently, and by that I mean three games as Nova.
Yeah.
I mean, that's like three times the Nova I've played since the game came out.
But your bitter hatred of Nova in the past, notwithstanding, stealth mechanics are a tricky thing to play with in games like this. And so this sounds all right to me. I mean, I don't know. This probably has little impact on Samaro because his stealth is so temporary and has that tiny cooldown and everything. So it probably won't matter to him. But these other two are going to get, I don't know. I mean, it seems like a benefit without it being a big OP move.
Yeah.
So that's
good. It's going to be nice. They aren't going to have to feel nerfed just because somebody has stealth detection.
Yep.
Well, and so another little news item for everyone, scouting drone, the talent you never want to take on your supports because it, I mean,
blows,
you know.
Yeah.
It now reveals stealth and cloaked heroes.
Oh.
It's actually kind of big because you get two charges of the thing and they're pretty effective at you know, vision. So now the fact that they can reveal, I think, is going to be pretty huge and will be worth picking up the talent.
Can I tell you something dumb?
Yeah.
Okay.
I thought they already did this. And I may have in the past used them as if they did and just thought I was bad at it.
Hey, whatever. It's a big, complex game. I don't blame you. Maybe that's how it is. That's how it goes.
Like, man, using these scouting drones to reveal things is hard.
Yeah. Also,
you're prepared for the future, John. That's the good news.
That's right. New players, good news. If you would rather start the game in tutorial and training with Jaina, Muradin, or, say, Taranda, you can now do that. New players can add one of these three heroes to their hero collection for free as well. So what's nice about that is you could, in theory, play all three of them and go, oh, man, that Muradin really sang to me, and choose that as your free hero to get into the game. I think that's great. That's a nice little gateway.
If you know someone who's been interested in trying the game but hasn't, or you are yourself, like somehow you're listening to this but don't play heroes, with the Nexus challenge, and like you can earn eight or nine characters for free, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're giving away a lot of content right now.
And if you can get a friend to recruit you, too, don't forget that. That's still going, the recruit-a-friend rewards.
Yeah, they still advertise it. In fact, I just saw it today. There's this stupid little vulture still sitting there going... Seems like it's fast, but it's not. Mounts are slow. I don't want to keep banging on that, but it drives me crazy still. All right, Thrall's Earthquake now does damage with each pulse. I think that's kind of interesting. His Earthquake seems to be the go-to these days. Rarely see, unless you're in a brawl or something, do I see Sunder being used very much. Is it Sunder?
Sundering.
And I think I agree with why. I mean, it does tremendous slow and creates a huge area of that slow, and people have a real hard time getting through it. I mean, it's just, it slows more than I think Chromie's maximum slow on her pool of goo. So I really like it. But now that it does damage, I may use this even more and more.
The other thing it does too is each instance of damage procs Frostwolf resilience. Mm. So if you get five people in your earthquake, which isn't a tall order considering how big it is, for the first wave you get five stacks, and the second wave you'll get five stacks, and the third, you know, and so I think it takes five to heal you, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah. Depends. So, I mean, well, if you see, you can spec it to be less, but yeah.
Yeah, but you're also probably using your abilities, mm-hmm. so you're self-healing like crazy off of this.
Yeah, you probably, it's almost like you just, not only did you slow and damage everybody, but you became impenetrable for about effectively impenetrable for about 6 or 8 seconds or something.
Yeah, I'm interested to see what this feels like.
Yeah, me too. Zul Skeletal Mages now use vector targeting, like Alarax Telekinesis. Can we get this for Force Wall, says Bo? That'd be nice. Yes. That'd be all right. I don't know. It's kind of interesting. Do you like abilities that allow you to draw where it gets placed? Do you want to be able to... You're not so much of a quick caster anyway.
Telekinesis is amazing. I don't quick cast anything except Tracer. Mm. It's just so necessary because of the twitchiness involved with her, I find. But yeah, I don't like... I love vector targeting. It allows you to paint accurately the enemy's demise. Mm-hmm. And so Skeletal Mages is a great...
Skeletal Mages.
Example of a good use, mm-hmm. and the same with the Force Wall.
Yeah,
I want it for Force Wall.
Victor, your Skeletal Mages today in the patch. So, John, I was going to ask you something. There's an aiming mechanic that seems sort of newish with Ragnaros and the stuff we played at BlizzCon. With his ball of fire. It took me probably 6 or 7 casts of that before I figured out what I was doing. But once I did, I really like how that felt. It was almost like a two-phased aim. So there was like the aim it first, the direction, and then aim it as far as which way you want the ball to roll. Like, it was super weird at first, but once you get the hang of it, it's pretty intuitive. But new, though. Didn't it feel kind of new and different?
It did feel new. In fact, it's one of my favorite abilities that he has, because it just feels so cool to be able to say, okay, I want the ball to fall here, but I want it to roll in this direction. And there's nothing more satisfying than dropping a ball behind the enemy and they're like, oh, what's going on? And then it rolls towards you. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, well, great. I don't even know what to do in this situation. Mm-hmm. And where they're trying to get away and you pull an Indiana Jones.
Yep. It's pretty good. So it's like Zul's Q, is it? Or whatever. Where's the one? Wherever his scythe comes to him, it works a bit like that if you want it to. But it also could work like the bowling ball from Cho'Gall if you want it to. Like, it's got multiple uses. I was not expecting that. Bo, you're going to freaking love that character, dude.
Oh, I'm excited. He looks awesome.
It's so stupid fun. I loved it. And I just feel like for once, it's not just, ha, 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 it's a funny character anyway, moving on. This time it's like, it's badass, it's cool, it's gimmicky, but it's also super good. So,
but we got our weird, like, it's because we kind of said 3 heroes we'd get, mm-hmm. and I know I said 9.
Yeah, what the hell?
I should publicly apologize, but you know, I was quoting Mr. Milkfat. He said he was going to triple the content, but he meant esports content. Yeah. So had nothing to do with announcements. So
I demand a formal apology in front of the American people from Bo Schwartz. Oh, you're Canadian. You don't have to.
Yeah, we'll have to go to Parliament Hill and do it there.
It's fine.
That's our White House.
Yeah.
We did get our weird hero. And in a way, we got 2 heroes because we got a multi-class guy. So they kind of got away with, you know, 3 heroes. You guys were right on that one.
That's true. 9 was apparently a stone's throw too far. Other balance changes are in there. You can go read them. See what you think. Blah, blah, blah. Also, the HCG stuff. So Fnatic and MVP Black semifinal series is a must watch. If you haven't seen it, you should. Also, Game 3 of Ballistics, the Fnatic finals were really good. I got to see that in the guild hall before we did the instance. That was some intense stuff, and for a hot minute we thought Europe might take this. Like, I was really jazzed about it. One note I want to make about that, I've talked about it on other shows, but I think it's really important, and I don't know why it stuck out at me so much, but having watched all those Overwatch finals, and it was always France versus Russia and Sweden versus whoever, and they had these big country names, and people could rally behind those countries. I could sit next to Patrick in his stupid scarf as he cheered for France, right?
Oh, I don't call Patrick stupid.
Oh, no, he's
not. No, you call the scarf
just
stupid.
His scarf. His scarf is freaking stupid. He's great. I love him. But his scarf is dumb, and it was a French one.
His scarf is part of him, though.
It is. It's literally grafted into his skin at this point. But he was, you know, super excited about his home team, and the point was he had a home team. It wasn't just some weird name of some team sponsored by Red Bull or whatever. It was like a team, and it felt very Olympic, and you could say, yeah, I want my home country to do well today, and if it doesn't, I'll vote for Finland because I also live there right now. My wife's Finnish, and like you could build real allegiances to these teams simply because they represented regions or places that you liked, or if they lost, then the one you liked next. I mean, it had a real like sports quality to that instead of just a bunch of names that don't really mean anything to you unless you're really into the scene. So I noticed that during those final games, especially the last Ballistics versus Fnatic game, they swapped it, and instead of saying Ballistics and Fnatic up top in the bigger letters, they were now down and small and below the names of all the players, and up top they had Korea versus
Europe.
And I thought, for whatever reason, something snapped in me, and I went, I like this a lot better. And I immediately went, I'm going to vote for the Europeans because they never win these things, and Korea is always dominating, so it's all about Europeans. And so I got really excited about Fnatic for a while. And that hasn't happened in a competitive Heroes game for me in a while, because normally I don't have any reason to have allegiances to these teams. Like, Cloud9, you're kind of cool. Way to go, MVP Black. Like, they're just names, right? They just don't mean anything. But these mean something. There's soil under those names. Right? So you can plant your flag and go, rah! So I just want to say hooray to that, and I hope they keep doing that.
Except, you know, now we've fed Korea's ego even more because Korea, the country, went up against Europe, the continent, and beat one little country, beat the entire
so
giant
good.
Continent.
They're so good. They dominated everything. They won in Overwatch. They won in everything, as far as I know. Was there any, I'm trying to think, was there anything at BlizzCon they didn't win?
Well, I mean, it didn't turn into a Korea v. Korea for the finals in Heroes.
Nice.
I think that was a big thing. Also, how fast all the American fans switched allegiances to Europe. Because it went from, we don't really care that much about Europe, to, America's out. Europe's the best.
Yep.
We're all Europeans today. Go Europe.
Yep, we're with you. We stand with you, Europe. You're our allies and friends in the Nexus. Yeah.
I mean, Fnatic earned it regardless of region. They played amazing in that, and they beat MVP Black. Like, they were such good games. Those semifinals were the finals. Like,
they
so good.
They killed it. And Ballistics, while winning and creaming it and did really well, it was just really good play in general. It was really fun to watch. And I hope people got to see those. And if you have the virtual ticket and didn't, you can still see the VODs for that stuff or catch it on YouTube. All right. We are at that time where we have rounded up BlizzCon through today. And we're doing this. It's time for Next Jeopardy. That's right. Your host, Bo Schwarzenheimer, is all ready, and he's behind the curtain coming out now in his old man mustache. Bo, lay it on us.
We need some new music for this.
Yeah, it's kind of the worst.
Yeah.
It's not good. It doesn't work anymore, does it?
I'll figure something out.
I may have something. Anyway.
Hello, everyone. I'm Gorath Trebek, and we're going to do your favorite
voice. He's also a ghost.
Yeah. So, hello. Ghost, okay, guys, we can use this. See, that's not bad. We can use that. Anyway.
Hello, it's time for Next Jeopardy.
Ooh, I died doing a Wheel of Fortune.
All right. We're wasting enough time as it is. And time is money, friends. I'm Gorath Trebek. This is Next Jeopardy. You guys know, you folks should know how the game works. If you don't, follow along and you'll figure it out. John won last time, so he gets to pick his talent first. No updates to the game today. I know I teased some stuff coming down the pipeline, but we're playing Next Jeopardy.
It's a nice little
today.
Quick one today. It's all good.
All before right, before he chooses, choose your talent. Yeah, let's do that.
Yeah.
The thing that I pick.
Which Rejoinder one? Of the Storm.
Oh. That's okay. It. Yeah. That's the one.
All right.
All right. As always, John's going to bring the clever. Scott, reminder, you still have your Haradra cube that you earned last game.
Do I get to keep that plus a new...
You keep that forever.
Quite a treasure you have in the Herodric Cube.
That's correct. Now, you can take two other items and put them in the Herodric Cube to make an item the next level greater of rarity.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
So if you take a common item and a rare item, put it in, you'll get an epic.
Okay.
Yeah.
That works. But I don't get a common or a regular or any of that stuff until I get them with rolls, right? I don't get anything else.
That's right. Unless you take Transmutation Wizard, the talent.
Yeah.
Which allows you to start the game with a Fountain Drink and a Murloc Egg. And it basically gives you similar abilities to the Herodric Cube. You can take two items of any rarity into a guaranteed epic or greater.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll stick with the cube just for lore's sake. It feels like I'm at home with that.
So would you like to try Canadian's Pursuit again?
That one, so I can't say anything mean to the Canadian, right?
Right.
To the Canadian.
And you already failed.
You already treated him like a token...
Well, I haven't selected it yet.
But so. I haven't selected it. But you are the one that determines that, right, Bo? Like, at the end, you're the one that says, okay, then yes, I'll take that.
All right, Canadian's Pursuit for Scott, Rejoinder of the Storm for John. Here are your categories, folks. People who yell. These are about shoutcasters.
All right.
Okay? Answers are shoutcaster names. Category two is wipe that Rin off your face.
Amazing.
And that is Varian lore. The last one is Scott Johnson's BlizzCon Diaries.
Uh-huh.
So if Scott gets any of these wrong, we're going to have to talk after the show. So this is just related to you and BlizzCon. And we'll get to the final Jeopardy later. Okay. All right, John, are you ready to begin?
Yeah.
Okay. We have everything set? We do. Pick your question.
I'm going to take Wipe That Rin Off Your Face for 100.
By the way, these might be really hard, so sorry in advance. All right. This class in World of Warcraft most reflects the flavor of Varian's heroes' abilities. Beep. Scott or John?
What is a warrior?
Correct. All right. So you got a loot box. Let's see what you get,
Let's
Mr. John.
Open that sucker up.
Too busy laughing at Take That Rin. Take that Rin off your face.
All right, you earn a 1-year stim pack.
Wow.
You immediately receive 25% more money when answering regular Jeopardy questions correctly.
Damn.
And it only lasts to the end of the game. It's not for a year. It's just the title of the...
That seems misleading.
Okay, John, pick the next question.
Wipe that Rin off your face for 200.
All right. As an enslaved Kalimdorian gladiator, Varian earned this nickname,
Beep.
Which is... what is John?
John? What is John?
That's a good question. What is Logosh?
You're correct.
Oh my gosh! Frick.
You earned 25% more money. That is $250 earned instead of $200.
I'm so glad I didn't buzz in, because the only word in my head was Scarface. That's all I could think of. And I knew that wasn't it.
All right, John.
Okay. You want to play rough?
You're still in control of the board.
Wipe that Rin off your face for 300, please.
Okay. During a confrontation that took place on Jaina Proudmoore's private vessel, the Wave Cutter, the Naga Siren Morgala Darksqual brandished this weapon, whose lightning attack gave Varian his infamous face scars.
Oh my gosh.
Jeez.
It's a long one, but you know.
There was an escalation in difficulty between 200 and 300, and I think it was more than $100 worth.
It's next Jeopardy. Anything can happen.
Yeah, that was explosive.
All right.
I have no idea.
Yeah,
I'm not going to buzz in.
No. No one's buzzing? No. All right, the answer is, what is a trident?
Oh, that's it?
Oh.
Yeah.
I thought it was some special named weapon, like Valorious Cheese Bucket of the Chipperwick, whatever they say.
Yeah. All right, John, you still have control of the board. It's pretty good, Scott.
Let's see if we can give Scott some money. How about Scott Johnson's BlizzCon Diaries?
All right.
100.
Better buzz in fast, because these are probably going to be really easy. Okay, she is the person Scott Johnson thought he was going to sneak up on and scare. I heard John first.
What?
Who is Jocelyn Moffat?
Oh my gosh, I swear I was first. All right, that's fine.
All right, we might have weird Skype delays. That's the issue. I noticed back to some of the shows. So
it's totally fine. It's totally fine.
All right.
What's my loot box?
John? Oh, you get a loot box. That's right.
The whole point is to deny the 56. Loot.
56. Okay. You get a big honking regeneration globe with preservatives.
Ew.
Sweet.
So if you ever get below zero, you can heal up to $0 with your preservative-filled regeneration globe.
Well, that won't be a problem for me today, because I'm on fire.
All right. So next question, John. You have control of the board.
Scott Johnson's BlizzCon Diaries for 200.
Get ready to buzz. Michelle Morrow asked Scott Johnson about the origin of this company's name on the direct...
Oh, shit.
I can't believe I'm going to beat you at this category.
I'm just slow, I guess.
John?
What is Frog Pants LLC?
You scored bonus points because you hit the LLC.
Damn it.
All right. They're not worth money. They're just worth bonus points.
All right.
We deal in money, so points don't count here. You get one bonus point. All right. You have now $725, I think. All right. John, continue on.
Scott Johnson's BlizzCon Diaries for 300.
This is going to take a jump.
Scott, you have to get this one, okay?
All right.
All right. The Overwatch community Q&A panel was moderated by this prolific podcaster.
You beeped too early. He's going to get it wrong.
No, I'll get it right. Scott? I beeped in. Scott? Are you ready?
Yeah.
Who is Garrett Weinzierl?
That's correct.
Is it going to be me?
It is you.
It's me?
Alongside right. Blizzard community darlings, Patrick Beja, Garrett Weinzierl, and Chan Min.
I thought you were going to trick me, and I had to, and it was too easy to say me. Oh, frick. Damn it.
That's BlizzCon Diaries.
I guess okay. I don't get a shot at that one, but that's fine. I don't need the money.
You have plenty, okay? Sure. All right, John.
That's how the rules work. You have plenty. I love that. That's a good rule.
It's a real Canadian rule.
Yeah.
No, you have plenty. You don't need any more points at this
stage.
That was great.
Income tax, move to go, or whatever. All right, yeah. So the last category is people who yell.
Yeah.
So pick your poison.
100, please.
All right. Ooh-ah! This caster is...
Oh, no. I know who this is.
John?
Who is Gillyweed?
Oh my god, you got it right.
But she's doing it after Sonya, right?
I didn't make these questions hard enough. I really didn't.
Well, whatever. He's on it tonight. I can feel he's got
You're making it not fun by getting them all right, John.
John has a sharpness tonight. He's on point. That's what's happening.
This is a sweep. No, Jesus. I won't. That'll be the one I get because I mix up the other casters. All dudes sound the same thing, I guess.
So you get another loot box. Let's see what it is this time. That looks like a 10. You got an ancient AOL CD with 30 days of free internet.
Great.
Congratulations.
That is like the troll sweat of this game. That's amazing.
It really is. Can I sell that to a vendor?
No, they don't want it.
No.
You have to pay to take the inventory out. You have to give them $500 in disposal fees.
Not worth the plastic it's pressed on, I don't think.
All right, so continue on, John. Pick a question.
People who yell for 200.
This hero's caster loves Rhaegar's heroic ability, Bloodlust, so much he named his own crowdfunded tournament after it. John?
Who is Solid Jake?
Correct.
I don't know these guys very well.
Oh.
I know Gillyweed, and I know what's his bucket that works with her a lot. Him.
If only you knew more about Scott Johnson, you could have really dominated one of the categories.
John, the last question. All right. You ready for it?
Yeah.
For 300.
Worst performance I've ever given.
John's probably getting this one too, unless he doesn't know the name.
I might mess up the name.
This hero's caster has a propensity to refer to experience points as EXP in lieu of the more commonly used XP.
It drives me crazy, but I can't think of who it is. I have a guess, but I mean, I guess I could afford to lose the money, but no, I'm not going to do it.
I'll do it. I'm going to say who is... This is going to be wrong.
It's not Kaldor. Don't say Kaldor.
Yeah, it's not Kaldor. Who is Dunk Train?
Nope.
Shit. Incorrect. Shit. The answer is who is Wolf Schroeder?
Oh.
Proxy Wolf.
Would you have taken Wolf? Because that's the only part I could think of.
Oh, see, at least you had that. I thought it was Dunk Train. I think Dunk Train did it too, though, when he was doing couch stuff. I think he did.
So here's the thing. John, you ended with a respectable $1,050, and Scott, you have negative $300. But Scott.
Worst. What's my catch-up mechanic?
First of all, you get cash reward of $500, so you're back up to $200.
Okay.
But also, you took Canadian's Pursuit, and you behaved like an exemplary Canadian. And we like to redistribute the wealth a little bit around here. So we're taking from John, and we're basically evening you both out. And we're going to take some income tax off of this as well, and you both have $700 for Final Jeopardy.
Wow.
Great.
It's all on the line, because we care about the have-nots here as much as the haves, right? So we want to make sure everyone's well-fed, has a roof over their head, and can play Final Jeopardy together.
My thanks to Justin Trudeau. He has my thanks. All right.
Yeah. He's got it figured out. Sure. For the record, I was going to bet everything on Final Jeopardy to at least make it interesting. So. Oh,
all right. Well, then good. That's fine.
This is the 13th episode of Next Jeopardy, and you have never done a thing like that once. I am not trusting that.
Yeah, but look at how many answers I got right. Like, I've already... I won the Scott Johnson category.
Yeah, you did.
My God.
Pretty handy.
My victory has already happened.
Pretty
handy.
There's
no need to belabor.
You don't have the Canadian Pursuit talent. Mm. All right. The Final Jeopardy category is Varian Steel. All right.
Okay, Varian Steel.
Varian Steel. Kill a White Walker.
That's right. John gets it. All right, so John. Actually, you earned some points with that. That was pretty clever. For Rejoinder of the Storm. You get $100.
Well, great, but I'm still betting it all, because I said I would.
All right. Scott, how much would you like to bet?
The name Venerian disease keeps going through my head.
Venerian disease?
I'm going to bet, and we're both at 700, right?
Now he's at 800, because he made a Rejoinder of the Storm.
Oh, and I'm at 700?
Yeah.
What'd you bet, John?
All of it.
Well, I have
to. Oh, betting out of turn. All right. He's bet all of it.
I'll bet all of it then, too.
Okay. Here's the question. Listen carefully. It's going to be tough. It's going to be hard to get this. Okay.
After all these answers, we're going to end at 0-0, Scott. It's going to be great.
All right. This sword of legend was originally two separate elven swords, Elmain the Reaver and Shalator the Shadow Render. And it earned its new name when Onyxia fused the two blades and the two Varians together. Hint, Cho'Gall would definitely approve of this naming convention.
Yeah, I know this one. I'm going to get this right.
Okay, hold on.
Elmain and Shalator.
I'll even give Scott a hint if you want, if that's okay.
What? Wait, are we just talking about... I don't have a warrior and I don't have that... I don't have that.
Here's your hint. The name would be very easy to remember if you were Sean Connery.
What? Maybe. Yeah.
The car keys. Let me think about that for a second.
Remember the quote he said before he scared the birds?
It's from League, right?
No, it's from Indiana Jones.
Before he scared the birds? Crusade.
Yeah. Or after he scared the birds, and Indy's all shocked at how he did it, and then he explains. He explains how he knew to scare the birds.
Shit.
He says, I suddenly remembered my
blank. I got it. I know it.
I had to walk him through it a little bit. But
I've got it. I have it.
All right. Well, it can still be wrong. I'm in suspense over here. Okay. John could be wrong for all I know.
I really could be, but I'm pretty sure I got it.
All right. Who should I start? I was going to start with John.
Okay. I promise John, to say the word in my head.
Oh,
what is Charlemagne?
Charlemagne?
Yes, that's how it's pronounced, Charlemagne.
Charlemagne?
I suddenly remembered my Charlemagne.
Scott, yes. What's your answer?
Mine was also Charlemagne.
Charlemagne? There's an R in there. You both got it incorrect. It's not Charlemagne.
What is it?
What is it?
It's Charlemagne.
Charlemagne? I thought it was Charlemagne.
No, that doesn't make any sense. It should be Charlemagne.
There's no R in it. I even... 0-0. Oh, no. Actually, John, it still ends with $100 and wins.
Well, yeah.
No, he bet it all.
Yeah.
Oh, then we zeroed out.
I wanted us to both be winners. And you know what? We're both winners because Charlemagne's a way better name for his sword than Charlemagne.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's been Next Jeopardy. I've been your host. And
I'm writing a letter to Blizzard.
That was amazing. All right, wait. We still... Okay. Whoops.
Brought to you by...
That's right, Bill. Look over here what we got. Well done. That was a good time. As always, we will now finish up. Oh, I don't even have emails today because I was lazy. So there's no emails today. Hey, we're just going to go. We're just going to be done. And when we go, we're going to play some Heroes. We got about an hour and a half to stream, and then I got to go to a movie. So it's perfect. If you guys want to watch us and hang out and whatever, we'll be on this exact same channel here shortly. We'll just switch it over and play, so stay around for that. In the meantime, heroesforyou.com is the website. Subscribe to everything there. Go check it out. /frogpants in the game is where you can join us. /joinfrogpants. Join us and other listeners and play with us anytime you feel like it. core@heroesforyou.com is our email address, and we take your phone calls at 801-471-0462. Follow us all on the Twitter. You can find Bo at Bo Schwartz. Find John at John_Jagger. Me at Scott Johnson, and the show at Core Heroes. That's going to do it for us. For me, for John, for Bo. We'll see you next time. Oh, here it is.
This show is part of the Frog Pants Network. Yes. Get more at frogpants.com.
What do you know? It is Charlemagne.